Second and 7 from the Auburn 12. From the right hash, wide side of the field to the left. Garantano from the shotgun. Play action. With time, throws it to the end zone, and it's picked off by Smoke Monday. Down the sideline, Monday stays on his feet. He may go the distance. He's to the 30, to the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Auburn! 100 yards, Smoke Monday!
No flags!
Smoke Monday with us here on the Regions Bank postgame show. Smoke, thanks for joining us, and War Eagle on a victory.
War Eagle.
Just give me the play. I mean, they were driving the ball. They were running the ball effectively. You get them into a passing situation. Tell me about the coverage and the play on the pick six.
I missed one at the beginning of the game. As everybody saw, I supposed to have one the first drive, but I just kept on playing hard. So when the moment came for them to throw the ball and I was in the middle of the field, I knew he was one of those quarterbacks that that loved to stay his receivers down. And I just baited him a little bit, tilted to one side, just came back and just it was there. And once I got the ball in my hand, I knew I was going to the crib.
Well, that was my next question, because you didn't have a whole lot of guys separating you from the end zone. I think from about the 50, there was nobody else there. But so you knew when you caught the ball, you knew you were gone.
I knew I was gone. That's any time I catch the ball.
All right. Let's talk about the consistency on defense that you have to have, the kind of frame of mind, because there were some drives there during the game. They ran the ball effectively. They moved it down the field, and yet they got into the red zone and you turn them away. Your pick six is one of those plays. They missed a couple of field goals. What kind of mindset do you have to have defensively not to give in when a team is moving the ball effectively?
Man, just set your jaw and do your job. I mean, that's what our guys did tonight. I mean, we knew that was pushing the ball down the field a couple drives. But, like, once you get in that red zone, like, we know, like, this is our house. And ain't nobody finna come in our house and take over. So we just buckled up and did what we did best and stopped the run, forced them into a passing situation, and got them off the field.
You got some linebackers doing tremendous work ahead of you, and you've got a defensive line in front of you that's starting to generate some pretty consistent pass rush. Now, a couple of games in a row, they've put consistent pressure on the opposing quarterback. What's it like as a defensive back to play behind guys up front who are affecting quarterbacks that way?
It makes our job a lot easier. It makes us – we don't have to cover really long because we know they're going to get instant pressure. So it just takes the pressure off us because, like, we can just get all 5 to 6 seconds of covering, and they'll be back there.
All right. Any early thoughts on the Iron Bowl, Smoke?
I'm just ready. You know me. Every time Iron Bowl come around, Smoke ready. Trust me.
Pretty big play last year in the Iron Bowl as well. One of many, and got another pick six tonight. Smoke, thank you very much for the visit. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Smoke Monday. Paul, back upstairs to you. Trust him, he said. Colby, congratulations on another really effective game and another win in the SEC.
Thank you. A lot of hard work this weekend. I just want to thank the coaches for the awesome game plan. Thank my teammates for, you know, coming out here and competing and putting forth their best effort.
I want to talk about your kind of the expectations that you had for yourself going into this season. You redshirted a year ago. You had a chance to kind of learn, and not only are you getting coached by Rodney Garner, but you got a chance last year to watch some really talented guys and some true leaders ahead of you. What was your expectation coming into this season for the role that you'd have with this team?
I just wanted to come in and do my job. I wasn't looking forward to making any plays. I knew they would come eventually, but I was just looking forward to not messing up, doing my job, and making sure I had my teammates back.
And then very early on, you're called into service. You have an opportunity. I mean, coaches talked about the work that you did in the fall. What was it, do you think, about your fall camp, Colby, that really helped you kind of push forward and get to the point to where you had the opportunity to make plays?
I think it was my physicality and how I showed up every day to work. Showed up, grinded every day, put forth my best effort, and competed pretty much. I wasn't going to let anybody stand in front of me or whoop me. And that's what I think, you know, helped me out tremendously.
Yeah. You mentioned a lot of work went in this week. It had to feel good just to get out there again for the first time in 21 days, just to actually play a game.
Yeah, it felt great. Felt good to see my teammates again. Felt good to be back on the field and running, you know, and hitting people rather than the same jersey, hitting somebody in a different color jersey.
Do you sort of look forward to a game like this where you know going in it's going to be really physical, they're committed to running the ball, might be between the tackles a lot? Do you lick your chops a little bit when you come into a game like this?
Yeah, I definitely do, because I feel like they're coming in trying to test us. And we either can bow our necks back and show them that, you know, you're not going to do this on us, or we can, you know, let them come in here and do this on our home field. So I really look forward to when teams come here and think they can run on us and we put forward and dominate and stop them.
What does it do for team momentum, Colby, when Tennessee's driving, they're moving the ball down the field, but whether it's a missed field goal or the pick six, you turn them away. They may control the ball for a while, but they come away with 0 points. Just sort of tell me what that's like as you head to the sideline after a stop like that.
It feels great. I mean, it's a bend but break don't mentality. We can let them drive. Yards mean nothing. That's just statistics. As long as we keep them out of the end zone, then we're great. As long as we keep that scoreboard with us up on top and them with zero or less than us, then we're good.
That sounds like the defensive coordinator and defensive line coach for the Tigers talking there. All right, Colby, any early thoughts on next week in the Iron Bowl?
We just got to come out, be physical. We got to be physical more than we were this week. Be ready to play. Those boys are on a roll. And we got to go into Bryant-Denny Stadium and, you know, win pretty much.
There you go. You guys are on a pretty good roll, too. 3 wins in a row. Colby, thanks very much for the visit. Again, congrats on this one. War Eagle.
Thank you. War Eagle.
All right. Colby Wooden, another productive night, Paul, as we send it back upstairs to you.
From the right hash mark, double wide receivers left for the Tigers. J.J. Pegues sets up as the tight end, a double tight end set. He and Luke Deal in the game. Knicks play action. Steps back, throws it. Down the sideline, Schwartz is wide open. In a flash, he's gone. Touchdown, Auburn!
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Auburn's leading receiver in terms of yardage. 3 catches, 84 yards, and the 54-yard touchdown play. Anthony, thanks very much for joining us tonight. War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you for having me.
All right, take me through the scoring play. What was the play call and where you lined up? What do you see from a coverage standpoint? Put us there on the field with you for the play.
Well, really, the play was originally something else, and so they were in a different look, so we just checked it, and then that was the plan all along with the covers they were in, because the corner Nick was outside, so just I was just told to just run straight and score. And so I ran straight, and I was able to score.
You're like, all right, I got it.
Yeah.
All right, so at what point do you know, I mean, as you're lined up, seeing what they have defensively, do you know almost before the snap, look, I can score on this play?
Yeah, so pretty much as soon as the defense got lined up, we're like, oh, I'm going to score because I know what we're going to change it to. And, yeah, they ended up perfect, and then ended up the safety kind of went over a little bit more to the middle, so I just kept it on the hash, and it was just an easy touchdown from there.
Yeah. 2 more catches for 30 yards outside of the long touchdown play. Just talk to us a little bit, Flash, about, you know, the way you're being used now in the offense and the way that you complement what the other receivers can do.
Yeah, I feel like I can do pretty much everything. I feel like we all complement each other very well. But me, I can always run deep, but I think the most important thing is I'm able to catch the ball short and be able to get yards after the catch from the line of scrimmage, which is big for us. And then I know that we got Seth on the other side, who's a big time receiver, big deep ball. And so just having me on the other side, you can't just put our attention on him, or else I'm gonna get open.
All right, would you rather catch it short and then run long with the ball in your hands, or would you rather go out like these last 2 games and get one of those long ones in the air?
I'd rather get one of those long ones. There's nothing like a good deep ball.
Very good. 2 games in a row now. It's becoming a staple of the offense. Talk a little about the impact of the deep pass, the long ball in this offense.
I think that it just, the defense has to respect that you can't just go and stack the box and just not expect us to throw it over. So now that we've shown that we're connecting more and that we'll throw it, doesn't matter what they're in, but now defense has to respect it more and they can't just stack the box.
All right. Flash, you've played in a couple of Iron Bowls now. What are your thoughts on going to Tuscaloosa next Saturday?
I think Iron Bowl is the biggest game in the whole country. You know, last time we went over there, it wasn't pretty for us. But I think this year is going to be something different. And I think this is a different team from 2 years ago.
All right, good stuff, Flash. Thanks again for the visit. Enjoy this one tonight, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Anthony Schwartz, Paul, another big night for the Auburn receiver. Back to you.
Let's hear somebody who can talk a little bit about the receivers as we go back down to Brad Law and receivers coach Cody Burns.
Yes, sir, Paul. Thank you very much, Ed. It's not I who can talk so well about him. It's Coach Burns. And, Coach, you got to be really happy with what you're getting right now, not just tonight, but now consistently. There's a lot of depth and versatility within your group of guys.
Most definitely, man. We got several guys that have a lot of experience between Anthony Schwartz, Seth Williams, Cedric Jackson, and Eli Stove. Those four guys, they've been in this offense playing here at Auburn for a while now, so I know exactly what I'm going to get when they get out there on the field.
Let's talk about flashes, touchdown. I think we're going to talk to Anthony a little bit later on in our postgame show, but just kind of talk about the setup of that play and maybe even the role of the tight end in occupying a defender and allowing Anthony to run free like he did.
Yeah, that's how it works. I mean, everybody's got to do their job. So the tight end did a phenomenal job of grabbing that safety. And then we try to match Flash up whether it's a corner, whether it be a nickel, because he's the fastest receiver or the fastest player in college football. So anytime you can get him matched up and the matchup that you like, you're going to take that shot. And that's what we did, and we executed that play.
Eli Stove tonight, coach, 3 catches, 48 yards. He can catch the deep ball. He can catch the short pass and make guys miss in space. Talk a little bit about how Coach Morris are working with him to use his talents within this offense.
Yeah, just like Anthony Schwartz, Eli is an inside and outside receiver, very versatile. And Eli is probably one of the more underrated receivers in the country, in my opinion, because he can do multiple things. I mean, he's like a running back when the ball's in his hands. Like you mentioned, he can go deep. He can go intermediate. And he also can catch it short. So he's a big-time weapon, and he's got a lot of experience.
2 of Seth's 4 catches tonight came on third downs, just, you know, slants or quick passes over the middle. You've been the quarterback. You've been the dependable receiver on third down. What kind of comfort level does that give? What does it add to an offense to have a guy like Seth? Yeah, he can make the fancy, flashy, amazing play, but also on third down, you can look to him and know he's going to come up with it.
No doubt. I mean, football is a simple game. A lot of times, something as simple as a slant with a big receiver like that, to keep the chains moving on third down is key. And just like you mentioned, Bo Nix having confidence in Seth, and Seth really emerging this year as one of the best receivers in the country. I think his play speaks for itself, and anytime you can find him on third down, man, it's going to be really good.
How is Seth, Coach, as you see him or talk to him in the locker room?
He's awesome. He's good. He's good. I think he's a little bit upset about that touchdown that was not called. I don't know how that's not a touchdown, but I might have to look at that film again.
Yeah, well, he's not alone in wondering that.
But, no doubt.
All right. Big one next Saturday. You've played in the Iron Bowl. What will you tell your guys about the atmosphere next week in Tuscaloosa and the preparation leading up to that game?
Oh, for sure. I mean, Iron Bowl, it doesn't get any bigger than that. The biggest rivalry in college football, probably the biggest rivalry in sports, I think, in my opinion. And I just think that it means a lot to these people in the state. It means a lot to the Auburn family. And we're going to have our A game. I can tell you that right now. And these guys, you don't have to give them a pep talk to get up for the Iron Bowl. I think they'll all be ready to play.
All right, Coach. We'll let you enjoy this one for a few more hours. Thank you again for the visit, War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you.
Auburn's linebackers coach Travis Williams is with us. Coach, congratulations, an SEC win at home at night. You're now 5-2, War Eagle.
War Eagle, brother. Thank you.
Let's talk about the performance of your linebackers tonight. I mean, and what these guys have had to do throughout the season. I mean, Owen Papo comes up with another dozen tackles tonight. Zacoby has 6 more. And these guys are just warriors on the field for you.
Yeah, they're playing their tails off. You know, we only really rotating 2 guys, so we usually have another guy to kind of get those guys a blow. But you know, they're playing special teams. They're playing linebacker. You know, I just keep feeding those guys and just telling them, man, look, we need you to play every snap. So, you know, I'm just proud of their progress, and there's things we got to work on, but we just knew this was going to be a backyard brawl, and I thought they was up for it.
Coming into a game that you know is going to be so physical, how much did it help maybe that they didn't have a couple, you know, that they didn't have games the last couple of weekends?
You know, you kind of get both sides, because it was 21 days since our last game. So you could kind of see the rust, you know, the first quarter. But at the same time, we needed to rest those guys because it was a lot of snaps they've been playing throughout the season. So you kind of get both sides of it, you know. But I'm very, very happy they was able to rest. But we wanted to kind of get out there and play football again.
Did Tennessee come out schematically and try to do some different things maybe than what you had seen on film for their first handful of games this year?
Yeah, they did. You know, they had pretty much a bye week like us when they didn't have a game last week. And so it gave them two weeks to kind of prepare for us. So it was a couple of wrinkles that they was doing. And once we got settled in after the first quarter, we kind of knew what they were doing. But just hats off to them. They're a tough football team. And it's like we're talking as a staff, for whatever reason, they haven't been able to get it together. But they are very, very talented, very big up front. The running back is the real deal. So we knew we had our hands full.
How big for the defense was Smoke's interception there? They were driving the ball. They were running the ball fairly well. You force them into a throwing situation, and the turnover gets flips the momentum completely.
Oh, that was huge. That was huge. And you know, Coach Steele always preached to those guys, you look, play the next play. Play the next play, you know, when good things are happening. So, you know, we didn't get down. They were driving, and it got to a throwing situation, and Smoke made a heck of a play and took it 100 yards. So, you know, just putting that mentality in those guys, like, look, just play the next play. It's not going to go great. You know, we're playing the SEC team, you know, and, you know, we were talking about as a staff, I think half of the teams have losing records. So it's been like a brawl this whole season. So, you know, just putting the stuff in them guys' mind of, like, just play the next play.
Pretty big one coming up next Saturday night, Coach.
Yeah, it's a big one. You don't need a pep talk for this one. This right here is a big game for a lot of people in this state. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be preparation. Preparation is the key. And they're a really good team. And, you know, they're undefeated and they got it rolling. And, I mean, you can say all kinds of great things about them, but you don't need a pep talk for this one.
No doubt about it. I know next week we'll be busy with preparation, but I hope you and your family have a happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate the visit tonight, Coach. War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you so much.
You bet. That's Travis Williams, Auburn's linebackers coach. Paul, back to you. All right, Paul, thank you very much. Joined now by Auburn head football coach Gus Malzahn. Coach, 5-2 in the SEC. That was a big win over Tennessee. Congratulations, and War Eagle.
Hey, I'm very excited for our team and our players. It was a very quality win. That first quarter, you know, we came out, looked like a team hadn't played in 21 days and kind of sleepwalking a little bit. Flipped the switch in the second quarter, and really we played good, solid football, felt like, you know, the last three quarters.
We talked about the expectation that they would come out and try to break some tendencies and do different things. They did that in the first quarter. They put the first 10 points of the game on the board. But as you mentioned, at halftime, you sort of figured out some things they were doing and made some good adjustments.
Yeah, we did. Real proud of our staff. You know, that's a talented team. I mean, I think they're better than their record. They had 2 weeks to prepare, but our guys, they fought hard in the second half. And I really thought, you know, offensively, the third downs conversions in the second half, I thought were really big, keeping drives alive. I think the third quarter, you know, I think the offense only had the ball once. I think we had the interception for a touchdown. And it really, the 100-yard interception for a touchdown, that changed the dynamic of the whole game. I mean, after that, it was really in our favor momentum-wise.
Yeah, no question about that. Your teams at Auburn are 21-1 when you have a non-offensive touchdown. And, you know, that play, Smoke told us, he kind of baited him into the throw and then made the play. It was huge.
Yeah, he really did. He almost got one earlier in the game. You know, he kind of knew they were going to run the fetch to the field in the end zone on the other side, and he almost got that one. And then Owen did a great job. He actually hit the quarterback as he was throwing it, and I think that helped. And then Smoke finished it. And there was a really good block about the 25-yard line, too, that sprung it for the 100-yard return.
Really physical game. Some guys left the field banged up. Can you tell us anything? I know we're early. Can you tell us anything on Tank and Broderius and Allen?
Well, you know, Tank, he a little banged up. He came back in for a play, and we just kind of set him out the rest of the time. But, you know, we've got quality running backs. I mean, Shivers and DJ did a super job. You know, we lost some offensive linemen. That's probably the biggest concern right now. I mean, hopefully we can heal up before that big one next week.
Yeah, your running backs average better than 5 yards per carry. And for a portion of the second half, you were missing two offensive linemen that you started the game with. I mean, what does it say about the depth? You talk a lot about depth and how depth has been a big thing to build this year, and we've seen it sort of with the offensive line tonight.
Yeah, you know, we lost both our tackles, and, you know, that was extremely tough. But our guys, you know, Trox came in. I mean, Trox is like a starter anyway. He was kind of that sixth man. He came in, and, you know, but our guys did a good job. And like you said, I think we rushed the ball for 5 yards carrying the second half, so says a lot about those guys stepping up.
What does it say about the poise of the team? You have what you think is a big touchdown down here in this corner with Seth, and you were animated. You were on the field. You thought it was a touchdown, but you come right back, a big blast up the middle by DJ, and you eventually get the touchdown on that drive.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, there was some ups and downs with that drive, but it was an unbelievable catch. I mean, they said it wasn't a touchdown, but it was an unbelievable catch. But, you know, it says a lot about our team. They came back, and we were able to run the football in. DJ scored on that split zone, and you know, that was a key drive and gave us some breathing room there.
I don't want to let you go without asking about Owen Papo. We don't want to get to the point to where we take for granted what he does. You mentioned the pressure that he put on the quarterback on the pick six. 12 more tackles tonight, yeah. Out of Owen.
Yeah, Owen's been everywhere. Our linebackers have done a super job. And, you know, I thought our defensive line did a solid job, too. You know, we got some key sacks and some key moments. But, you know, you got to give them credit. Like I said, they're a talented team. And that's a quality win for us, especially, you know, not playing 21 days. That was a lot of stress going in this game with kind of the unknown and how weird everything has been, you know, the last 3 weeks. But quality win for our guys. I'm very, very happy for our players.
I would have to imagine it was great just to play the game, to go back through the game day routine and everything that goes with it. All right, speaking of routine, tell us how next week sets up without classes. The Iron Bowl is Saturday. Just kind of give us an idea what the next week holds in store.
Yeah, we'll come in early tomorrow as a staff and get a little head start. I know we're off the field guys and myself has been kind of, you know, behind the scenes kind of trying to get ready for this with a little extra. And then we'll practice tomorrow. We'll be off Monday. We'll practice Tuesday. Wednesday, we don't have class, so we'll have a little walkthrough in the morning. We'll practice. And then, of course, Thursday's Thanksgiving, and we'll practice, in the morning on that and then have our Thanksgiving that afternoon. But it's a big one. I mean, this is a big one. I think everybody knows that. And we need to get healed up and have a great plan and be ready to go.
All right, Coach. Definitely appreciate the visit. Enjoy this one. War Eagle.
All right. Thank you, War Eagle.
Paulette's head football coach, Gus Malzahn. That'll do it from the Auburn locker room.